This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
I know you loved him a long time ago. And even now in my you still want him, I know.
All right, Roger, you're hosting the fourth hour. You're going to get into all this treachery and the crap that's going on. And stuff Steve Bannon's up to, I'm not going to even get into it on air. He just is worse than I thought. God almighty. He thinks he's so smart. But finishing up before we come on at 4 o'clock, they don't have anything on you or me because there is nothing. We are sickeningly pro-America. We are thoroughbreds, and everybody knows it. And you famously busted a Russian spy ring in the 80s. And, you know, you cut your teeth at the feet of Richard Nixon. So no one is buying this crap unless, and that's what I don't like. When I said you, I'm not going to say me because I don't want to be taken out of context by certain parties, but when I give you that warning, I'm giving myself that warning. I will never commit suicide. I don't use drugs if they kill me with an OD. If I get T-boned at an intersection, investigate the driver. Has everybody T-boned you and the rest of it? You really did get shot with your uranium gelatin dart, but it bounced off the surface. You only got partial impact. This is real, folks. This is the level we're at. You know, I'm not on the news every show, every hour for no reason, and Roger isn't. They're honing in on us in some narrative, and I don't see them executing this narrative unless we're pushing daisies. So I'm saying this now to preempt that, Roger.
No, you're absolutely right. So reports that I'm embattled, that I'm depressed, that I'm frantic, this is all false. If it is reported publicly that I killed myself, launch an investigation because I'm fine and I have no intention of doing anything other than fighting. But this idea that I'm cornered, that I'm trapped, is false. The facts are what the facts are, and there is no evidence to the contrary, and nobody who can testify honestly to the contrary. I have no choice but just keep presenting the facts as they are, as I did in two polygraph exams analyzed by two of the leading experts in the country. I didn't go down to the corner to lie detectors are us or pick somebody out of the phone book. That is the truth.
We're going to put that headline on screen, too. ABC News, for everybody to see that you've taken two lie detectors. That's also Stone Cold Truth. ABC Stone passed lie detector test. I'm going to post that article to Infowars.com. You have it at Stone Cold Truth as well. That's a big story. They're trying to bury that. Tell us a little bit more about that, Roger.
Well, I got a new lawyer who's joined my legal team, Bruce Rogow, who's represented Donald Trump in some major cases in the past. He's both a constitutional civil and a criminal attorney. He's been before the U.S. Supreme Court many times. He's joining my legal team of Grant Smith and Rob Bushell and Tara Campion. It was Bruce Rogow's recommendation that we find a reputable polygraph examiner and that I take a polygraph. I took two. We've made the results available to multiple news outlets, including ABC. We took it to a second expert. I took a second test, the same exact questions. I passed it again. You now have two experts who have given expert analysis to assert that I've told the truth. I did this to clear the air. I'm tired of Ari Melber and all these other jerks accusing me of lying when they don't know the facts or twisting facts.
Everything they do is counting on us not having memories. We were all there. We remember the big hunt for the emails. Why won't Assange release them early? Who's going to get it? Why won't Assange give the time of day to people that support him? We were the bastard children out here trying to get through just to get him on. That was totally normal. He was on ABC, CBS, NBC at that time. And now, after the election, they go, Stone coordinated it all with WikiLeaks and Alex Jones. And then you run into FBI agents, they're like, shaking, you and Jones are so powerful and evil. Oh, they're like afraid of us. And they have just built this delusion. Great job, Roger. You're back in 55 minutes. Here's your song, The Eye of the Tiger. We're not backing down, folks. We're rising to the challenge. Not trading my passion for glory.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals and the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsStore.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
This program contains language and sequences some viewers may find disturbing.
The nation and all of our freedoms hang by a thread, and the military apparatus of this country is about to be handed over to scum, or beholden to scum, Russian scum.
Please, if you don't, if you won't, if you fail to understand, then the same incredible terror that's menacing me will strike in you!
The function of all life is survival. Sleep. Sleep. Sleep.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Lock the door. Lock the door.
They're coming! They're coming! Help! Help! They're coming! They're coming! Listen to me!
Oh,
listen!
Help me!
Do this, please! Please, your necks are in danger. Please, listen to me. It's something terrible. Please, your necks are the enemy. They're already here. Your necks. They're coming. They're coming.
Sleep. The seed is planted. Sleep. Sleep. Terror. Grows. Sleep.
Ellen, wake up. Get you when you sleep. Sit up.
Invasion of the body snatchers.
All of a sudden, they're growing like parasites. Is it contagious?
Stop! Free all the homies!
It looked right at me.
You need to get out!
You're looking at it as if it was human. It was not human.
Now, the classic fear begins to grow.
We're being cornered!
In a modern masterpiece of science fiction.
They're barricading the street.
Invasion of the body snatchers.
Alex Jones Show.
Let me just say something. I'm not gay, but Owen looks really sharp today over here. Damn, that is a good-looking jacket.
Well, thank you. Thank you. That's very kind. It's kind of a Halloween special.
Looks very slicked up here.
It's a Halloween special today. And, you know, on this Halloween, I hear that we're going to be visited by some special frogs.
That's why I said I'm getting the mode. I'm getting into the
Ribbit.
I'm a method actor, as they say, and I've got to get into the gay frog mode.
Yes, so, it doesn't take you long with all the atrazine in the water.
You notice I'm wearing a green shirt. Ribbit.
We have a posthumous gay frog Ribbit. Actually over here, Alex.
So it's all coming up. Yeah, I heard in the third hour of the War Room that the gay frog is going to make its first appearance, a new character.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. But it is Halloween, and it is good for the gay frogs to come out.
Really weird. I'm
on
like
Halloween.
Getting into the mode that I'm a gay frog, and I'm kind of believing this right now.
And then you may get a call from Pepe later as well.
All right, just get ready, folks, because again, it's like my ex-wife did in court. Love her to death. She's such a good person. We fought before, but we were getting along really good now. And you know, it was a couple years ago in court. They're going to have this hearing, and I'm crazy, and they're showing the judge clips of me when I was the Joker like 8 years ago, saying crazy things. And I was illustrating that Prozac and things are really bad for you, but I was saying, kids, take your Prozac, see pretty colors. Then you die and go in the grave, and it's fun. And they're saying, he's psychotic. He needs to lose his kids. My lawyer goes, no, he's being an actor there. So that's where you get the whole thing, I'm an actor. So I totally live everything I say on the show when I'm being serious, but if I'm in a Cobra Commander outfit, or if I'm in a Joker outfit, or if I arrive as a gay frog today, kind of looking like Cousin Chet in Weird Science. Can we pull up Cousin Chet turn into a monster at the end of Weird Science?
You see, Alex, that's actually fun. That's entertainment. Your audience.
But I don't literally believe I'm a gay frog.
But here's the scary thing. Since it is Halloween, in the spirit of Halloween, I mean, you want to get something scary. You tune in. You played the clip earlier to CNN.
Don Lemon.
Where Don Lemon
says white men. Oh, let's cue that back up.
Well, first he says, though, you know, we need to stop dehumanizing and stop the divisiveness. Then he says, all white men are bad. We need to ban white men. It's like, wow. I mean, Don Lemon, you are.
But see,
really,
that's the theme. Here's the New York Times, Infowars.com. Paul Joseph Watson. Where is my article? New York Times op-ed brags of replacing embattled white conservative minority or embittered white conservative minority. And then it's saying whites are inherently bad. This is literal Adolf Hitler stuff, just from the minority perspective, but it's never even minorities that are writing it. It's weird white professors that look at demographics and try to sell race-based ideology to them. This is literally Hitler, and then they're calling us Hitler.
And then
we're anti-Semitic because we don't want to blow Israel up.
Oh, well, those narratives are honestly mind-blowing. Trump's a Nazi. Trump's a
ribbit.
Trump's an Israeli shill. I mean, you know, it's...
You know what I am? I want to have a prosperous future for my kids. That's what I want.
Well, here's the deal, Alex. That's why I
And that's not
on
a good place when we're all killing each other and hate each other and are racist.
And that's actually
But I'm
why
not going to roll over the left telling me I'm a racist when they're a bunch of flaming, dangerous scum.
So what do I stand for politically, Alex?
Flaming racist.
What do you stand for politically? What does Trump stand for politically? We want lower taxes.
Unity, prosperity.
We want more jobs.
Space Force.
And so that's why the reason I came on
I want
today,
silver jetpacks, and I want them now.
And I want to
I want flying cars. I want life extension technology.
Build our infrastructure.
I want it all. And, you know, if they want to be a racist, black nationalist planet, go do that. White supremacists can have their own planet. Of course, you know, about 500 years, we'll all have big wars. But you know who will win? It's going to be the big, cool planet. Everybody can be on.
Well,
Planet America. We need to name the first big habitable planet America, and it'll take over the whole galaxy. And then there'll be pissed off few areas that can barely get their spaceships to us. We'll be like super advanced with huge eggheads, but they'll be bitching trying to take our planet over.
And then Alexander...
Like, your planet sucks, but we want to take it over!
Alexander Soros III's head in a jar will be sending his hordes from all the other planets...
Floating in a big jar with, like, tentacles? Mom, we must destroy planet America.
You would know to planet America.
But I will.
Pull up Soros the third here.
We're gonna. Do we have audio yet on this?
You will invade planet America.
Do we have audio of this yet?
You will invade planet America.
Don't scramble. If you don't have it, it's okay. Do we have audio on this feed yet? Houston, we're on the other side of the moon here. Do you hear me?
Check, Gary.
We do have audio of this clip. Okay, this is us in a time machine a few years ago interviewing Alexander Soros. Back it up, and it's why he's pissed off at us. Okay, here it is.
That's nasty, why? That's check, Gary.
It's almost the third time we
saw. Oh my god.
Oh, man. So now they'll say this segment is anti-Semitic because you mentioned George Soros.
But here's the good news. Even none of it works anymore. But Lou Dobbs, I keep going back to that piece he did last Thursday, where they show the documents, the admission, that the UN is getting U.S. taxpayer money and giving it to Soros and others, and it's all admitted to ship these people in, the buses are waiting, and they act like that's not true. Now, we have it all on video from years ago and even lately, and then Lou Dobbs may be fired.
Well, it's almost ridiculous that we kind of go along with this false narrative of this caravan now. This has been a caravan. They've been doing it 10, 20 times a year, coming in by the tens of the thousands. It's just now we're finally deciding to do something about it. But they want to have the optics. That's what this is all about. Building up to the optics so that they'll have the military at the border, women and children crying at the border, and they'll say, Trump's America bullying women and children. That's why they're building this whole thing up. That's why they're busing them all in. And it's mostly, you know, 80% military-age men that are coming on this deal. But they'll put the women and children in front.
They're criminals. And I agree. I'm worried about groups infiltrating the militia. I'm not saying militia is bad. They're great. Feds running militias, though, will say, he's saying we're feds. No, that's the Fed speaking. I'm saying look out for federal globalist leftist groups that control federal groups infiltrating the militias and shooting some of these people. We'll talk about that in some breaking news straight ahead. Stay with us. GayFrog.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Live from ATX, broadcasting worldwide, it's the Gay Frog Show with Owen Schroyer and the Gay Frog, Alex Jones.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Hi, I'm Warren Green. Okay, I'm going to stop the Gay Frog Show because it's too much serious stuff. And a lot of radio stations and serious people. I was in court a few weeks ago on a child custody issue where I got full custody of my children. You know, the media says I don't have my children. Well, I never did not have them, but I have about 90% of the time right now. And by the grace of God, they're doing good and they're happy. So I want to thank everybody for their prayers and everything. This little side point I thought I'd had. But the judge did ask me, what's this gay frog thing? Because that got raised. And I said, it's a meme. And she said, what's that? And I said, well, I said, it's like a joke somebody makes, and then other people keep making jokes off of it. It's almost like dominoes, like playing dominoes. And then she understood that. But it made me think, what are memes? Because they can be negative, they can be funny, they can be positive. It's kind of like innovation, you know what I mean? And then you just take it and keep making a joke off the same thing. It's beautiful. And the UN and the globalists and all these groups want to ban it. Then they act like the gay frog meme that I didn't even make is hateful towards gay people. It's not. I don't care if you're heterosexual, homosexual, what it is. Leave kids alone and don't have drag queens go talk to five-year-olds on career day to tell them you can dress up like a woman. I mean, it's all just an angle. That's not a career playing princess when you're 30 years old.
Well, and now I think that there's going to be some people looking into this because more people are complaining not only that it's at public libraries but public schools now as well.
Yeah, I mean, the sexualization of children is going on. Leave the kids alone. I mean, if a man came in and wanted to talk about his sexual preferences to your kid at a park, he'd go to jail.
Well, here's what a meme is, really. To me, it's multidimensional. There's the meme moment when you're actually making a meme, like when Aid Skrillex comes up to me and says, "You're an effing white male," and he's an effing white male. That's a meme.
And the other guy goes, "Yeah, horrible. Oh, white males are bad." And he's a white male.
So, or you running down the guy that poured coffee on you in Seattle. That's a meme moment. That got you run the guy down the street. He pours coffee on you. That becomes a meme. Yeah, there's Carl the Cuck. So those are meme moments. Then there's the actual literal meme.
Chain reaction.
Yes. Or the NPC, that's like meme magic, where the NPC meme like represents what's going on in real life. But then there's the literal just physical representation of meme, which is an art form now, which is like an image, like an NPC that then becomes...
And so in Mexico, they've got a law to ban it. They have banned them in the EU. Of course, it isn't stopping anything. But they're saying jail time, just you made an image and put words on it.
It's like when...
Language is banned. The wheel is banned. Fire is banned.
Yeah, yeah.
But hey, Merkel still just got kicked out of office.
When
we just saw the Trump of Brazil get elected.
Yeah, Italy is moving nationalist now as well. So 1776 worldwide. Globalism has failed.
Facebook and Twitter are getting ready to tank in their stock. That's already admitted. So, but listen, you have a big announcement to make. We're going to make it in just a moment, but I've got also the serious news. I feel good about things right now in my spirit, because I felt like things would tuck and go until like this morning. And I do go off the sixth sense. I pick it up. I feel like a big weight's been lifted off me. Like I said before, the last election, then when we won, a bigger weight came on because then the enemy combination came in. But I am really concerned about them infiltrating, because most militias are infiltrated by leftist ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center operatives. That's a fact. And anytime a militia leader goes, "Shut up, Joe, you're the Fed," when I'm not saying he's a Fed or she's a Fed, I'm saying you've been infiltrated. It's a fact. People try to provocateur. Watch your butt. I believe in militias are in the Constitution. They're in the Second Amendment. But I'm telling you, the ace card in Soros' dirty little hand with him rushing the buses up to the border, people are like, oh, don't worry, Alex. It'll take him 100 days to get to the border 20 miles a day. They're being bussed up. They're on flatbacks. And, of course, it's paid for by Soros on record. That's come out in the news. So they're coming. They want to hit a few days before the election. And they're going to hire people that are civilians that go, oh, hey, Mexicans, and big pot-bellied guy who works at some part of the law center. He'll run up, hit a little girl in the head and go, ugh, like WWF wrestling. I'm telling you, it's coming.
Well, it's just common sense. Of course, there's going to be provocateurs trying to engage in some sort of chicanery. This is
just like with Rand Paul when he was about to win the Senate. They had Democrat Party operatives literally wearing overalls and hayseeds going, I hate black people. I hate Mexicans. And then we did Google searches on their face, and it's like, it's the deputy head of the regional campaign. They think we're that, like, actually in overalls. How you doing there, boy? Ooh, I got Rand Paul. I mean, how dumb do they think we are?
Well, I think they're going to actually have people inside the caravan, and who knows, you know, you throw...
I like the KKK, and I like Trump.
Or you throw up a firework from, you know, the other side of the border. You're in the caravan, you throw some fireworks over. Now that, you know, you got the military over there, they're spooks. They don't know what's going on. So, and then, oh, boom, there it is. You know, there's a...
Shot heard around the world. That's what Soros is betting on. And we can't let him keep betting and losing, keep trying to do this. He's a clear and present criminal. Like Lou Dobbs said, he needs to be arrested.
And, of course, who is right there to try to get Lou Dobbs kicked off of Fox Business? It's Oliver Darcy.
Oliver Darcy.
Brian Stelter.
So you're not allowed to, in public, even say, how dare you be against the First Amendment. They're like, down flies the Valkyries of big tech protecting their little nestling. He's a little retarded nestling.
I feel like Stelter and Darcy, I feel like they haven't gotten the memo that it's only Halloween one night a year.
I mean, this is what they've got up against us. They're losers, man. They'll never win.
Just look at that guy.
Just look at that slime bucket. That guy's got access to everything.
You know, and
the tech companies have given him codes to everybody's websites, your private mail. He's a super operative. And that's the type of filth that CNN, the leftist CIA, that breakaway group, this is who they elevate. They go, Stelter, you look like a child molester. You're going to the full command base.
And then... yesterday you were talking about one of the Fox News hosts and his body language. You can just tell how contrived it all is. Fake Beto is the exact same way. I mean, you can tell all his...
You know, Beto in Spanish means... it means horsemaner.
No, I did not know that.
Remember when I interviewed him?
Well, I thought that was Beto. I didn't know that was horse manure. I thought that was just Beto.
And like they thought horse they heard manure. Me. Jones interviews poop calling it Beto, and now I've equated Beto with horse manure all over the national
news. No, wait a second. I mean, horse manure is a good fertilizer, though. I mean, it has a use. Hey, remember when Antifa vandalized the Beto mural in Austin, Texas?
And that was really them.
It's
white gentrifier, which he actually is. He's like a billionaire. His mom's a famous Democrat. Everything he says is a lie.
He's so fake, it's unbelievable.
He has he comes from Obama. I'm going to tell you, this is like a white guy Obama, and we're going to deal with this, and we're going to ban the assault rifles, and I'm a real Texan. My name's Beto, even though I never was called that before. Hey, Hispanics, I've got a name like you. I'm really cool.
The Hispanic guy.
I'm the real Hispanic, not Ted Cruz. I'm Beto O'Rourke. Hi, did you know O'Rourke is Spanish for lying filth?
Did you know that he actually applied to be in the Hispanic Heritage Caucus and he got rejected?
Yeah.
Because he has no Hispanic
heritage. He identifies as a Hispanic. He's identifies as a gay frog.
It's like Elizabeth Warren. I mean, you know, that's the Democrat stolen valor.
Pocahontas.
Give valor to minorities and then steal it by claiming you're a minority. That's what the Democrats do.
We'll be right back. Just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this from deep earth crystals between 7,000 to 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get. It's the good halogen. But instead, they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. BioTrue Selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling water filters. It's best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, I think it'll be 6 months a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. SurvivalShore.2, InfoWarsStore.com, or InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5. Hey, hell, I pay the price. All I want is to be left alone in my average home.
You know, we get so much incredible footage that a lot of times, especially with us banned off YouTube, Facebook, everything else, it doesn't get out there unless you get excited about it. But the footage we've got of a Beto O'Rourke Obama supporter is solid gold when it comes to showing how the left operates. Because we were there last Monday at the Trump event in Houston, and I'm like, where are the protesters? They go, oh, they're over there. There was like 15 of them. By nighttime, there was about 30. And they were literally saying to me, you're a Nazi, you need to go to prison, you're a Russian agent. I'm like, well, the Nazis fought the Russians. They just, there's not even, like, no, I'm an American, not some failed thing from 75 years ago in Germany. And it just, Nazi KKK, go away, no borders, no walls, no USA at all. And I'm just looking at the enemy of this country. When you were there, Owen, and we were just trying to walk back by, and he's saying, I'm going to rape you. I'm going to come over there, and I'm going to, a lot of this we have to bleep because of family audiences. We're going to post this to Infowars.com the next hour so you can get it out to people. Then Owen has a huge announcement we're going to get to right now. But this is crazy-eyed Beto supporter threatens to rape Alex Jones. By the way, this is in front of, behind him and around the side, the police chief and like 50 police. And the SWAT team just happened to be set up there because Trump was about to come by in about an hour. So he's right by the motorcade route, and he's right by the Toyota Center. Well, you were there, Owen. Set this up for people.
Well, what they had was like a fenced-off area for these people, actually. And so they were kind of trying to keep them separated, I guess, from the general public.
It's a free speech zone. And they had the stupid, the same balloon from London.
The Trump balloon.
The Trump baby.
But this guy's just shouting obnoxiously at you with the bullhorn and just looking like a crazed individual.
Well, if I said to anybody, I should be arrested, I'm coming to rape you. I'm going to shove a yardstick 3 feet up your rear end and kill you. I'm coming over. I'm going to kill you. I should be arrested. I didn't ask the cops to arrest him. I just said, officers, did he escape from a mental institution?
Well, I'm sorry, but they were just showing the B-roll of that day, and I just kind of refreshed my memory. The 15 people that were out there, I mean, it's sad, Alex. These people really, look, it's frustrating, but these people probably really do belong in mental institutions, some of them. And, you know, it's frustrating that these are the people that the left activates to come out here.
We should put a meme out. We haven't done it yet. Gut flexor. That was your meme.
Yeah, the gut flexor.
Well, you did a whole video about do the gut flexor.
The gut flex was originally a football coach for the Cleveland Browns. That was the original meme, but I'd never seen it in person. This guy, one of the guys probably belongs in a mental institution, Alex. But yeah, you know, he shouts with the.
And they do this thing, like when I'm at dinner sometimes in a leftist area, because I still go wherever I want, whoever I want, and they'll come over and knock my iced tea over. And they'll go, shame, 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 boo! And they'll tell the waiter, how dare you serve this man? And they'll go, I'm glad you lost your family. And I'll be sitting there with all my kids. I'm going, okay, dude, mental institution, bye-bye. You're the one with the problem. This is why I'm doing this, is to stop you. But they would just shake their heads and go, we're going to rape and kill you. You're such a Nazi. Like they're smiling at me like they're in junior high and I'm not at the cool table. Is like getting to me and like, dude, in junior high, I was dating the high school chicks. In high school, I was dating the college chicks. Okay. I wanted to get out of the cafeteria. Okay. I was at lunch. I had the high school girls picking me up in the parking lot. Okay, dude, bringing me hamburgers. I'm not bragging. It's just, I kind of skipped not being at the cool table at lunch, you know?
Well, you look at these people, though, again, whether it's a Beto protest or I've covered so many of these Trump protests, a lot of these people just genuinely probably belong in a mental institution. But it's the same thing, Alex. They'll run up to me if I'm doing a live stream like I was in Washington, D.C. over the weekend. They say, gay frog, gay frog. And I'm like, well, no, hey, hold on. Let's have a conversation. You know, what are you talking about? Gay frogs. Alex Jones thinks the chemicals are turning the frogs gay. And I'm like, yeah, well, have you ever heard of atrazine? There's a scientific study. It comes out of Berkeley. And
PBS shows.
There's videos. And, you know, it's well documented. Oh, okay, you fascist Nazi scum. You racist. Well, I thought we were
actually, George Soros is the race baiter that wants to destroy Israel.
I thought we were talking about gay frogs. Now, you know, I'm a racist, apparently. Yeah, but whatever.
And again, the sad part about the gay frog stuff is they start having sex, which just means they sit on top of their male frog, thinking eggs are coming out. But they're not putting their sperm onto eggs. There are no eggs, so the frog populations are plummeting.
But think about why you actually raised this issue. You raised this issue.
Because the frogs are dying.
As an environmental issue.
And it's hurting humans.
Here's a man-made environmental issue that you raise awareness of, and then the left, which is supposed to be all about saving the environment from the man-made issues, ignores it.
David Hogg said, it's really weird. He talks about gay frogs and toxins in the water, then he's selling water filters. Kind of interesting. Like it's a big master manipulation. No. I sell things you really need that are good. I feel good about it. Yeah, like cars are nice. You know, I'd sell cars or clothes. You know, if I was going to be a clothier, I would sell what sells and I like. Like you sell what sells because it's good.
It's like a guy standing on the street corner, and it starts raining, and he's like, umbrellas for sale, umbrella. You're like, you're trying to sell me an umbrella because it's raining. Like, oh, wow.
It's like, wow, you really figured it out. Like, I'm selling stuff that there's a market for that helps people. I'm not selling Prozac or cocaine. And so then, Hogg, my son does a video. And he says, Mr. Hogg, you ought to look into water filtration. There's a lot of toxins in the water. That might be healthy. National News, Alex Jones's son, death threats David Hogg.
Isn't that fun when the news media can just spin it? And, you know, honestly, when this whole Kanye West thing kind of boils down to it, I really think it was the national media that really caused this whole thing to become an issue.
Let's explain it when we come back. And I want to make your announcement, which is so huge and so critical and so important, that everybody not just do what he's doing, but you need to do it, folks, if you want to win. That's my humble opinion. Humble water merchant, water filter merchant salesman. But here is, I don't know what to call this guy. He's not H. Skrilix. He's not Carl the Cuck. He's not Pridley Puff. I mean, what is this guy? Is this liberal rape man?
His T-shirt says black identity extremist, so we could just call him that.
There's more of it. Let's just go back to it. He clearly... Here, have the audio.
What? Why?
You touched my ass! I want out!
Wouldn't be hard to find it.
You just made 10 new Trump voters!
This archetypal image, they say, an image tells 1,000 words. This video tells trillions of words. You have Houston, a city of over 6 million people, metro 8 million, is that correct? 8 million people, metro. And you have got the anti-Trump, anti-America crowd over here.
Anti-Trump!
And this is their full power. There's like 10 of them, and they're pumping up the balloon from England. They're pumping up their balloon from England, and this is all they got. 100,000 plus people here, and here they are, literally over here with no one.
There's the gut flexor.
So full screen gut flexor. Look at these people. They all look like escapees from mental institutions.
Yeah.
Like, not one of them looks like they are not insane.
It's your average veto voter.
Hold on a second. Cruz wants to stop abortions, ma'am.
Sorry?
Cruz wants to stop abortions.
She does?
Yeah.
How does that happen?
Well, what, you say Cruz is a death eater, but...
All right, we got to come back to the rest of this. I just wanted the video because I know he said he's going to rape me a bunch. I guess it's coming up. Maybe I don't want to watch it, but it's going to be up on Infowars.com. That guy's so crazy. I booty you. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
We're good old fashioned. fashion comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Who sings it? Is it Wu-Tang Clan or something? And then they already had that made. Those are some talented people.
All I know is we had the perfect image coming in to the Alex Jones remix of
that's some booty. Big old juicy booty right there.
She told
that's
me
that's equivalent like a 5-layer all beef patty.
Oh,
American cheese dripping with cheese.
Please don't say dripping again.
I like it.
Oh, it's not healthy, Alex. You indulge on that too much, you're going to have a heart attack and die early.
If you're a radio listener, you can't see this. It's unbelievable.
Your heart's going to give out.
Is there something wrong with me that kind of looks good?
Okay.
Hey.
Don't say.
I'm raping her now.
It's okay.
She can go do that, but I'll make a joke about it on that.
And don't make a meme about it either, because then it'll be banned in Europe. That's how they do it.
Big old five patty all beef. They should bring back the Whataburger guys. You ever hear him? You weren't from Texas then, but his Whataburger's only in Texas, for the States. It was like, all beef patties, American cheese, lettuce, tomatoes, mustard, ketchup, jalapenos on a toasted bun. Now that's what I call a Whataburger. Sound like Rip Torn does the voiceover.
Oh, my gosh.
All beef patties dripping with cheese, sesame seed bun, a pint of large, delicious Coca-Cola, or maybe Dr. Pepper. There's thousands of ways to get your Whataburger juiciness just like you like it. Whataburger, baby.
Made in Houston, Texas.
That's a Whataburger booty right there.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway.
I don't know why I'm in such a good mood today. Let's get serious. You have something really big coming up Monday, the day before the election, here in the ATX. I think other people should do around the country. We also have hundreds of Beto is a pedo, which is, you know, whatever that means. He can call himself Beto. I think he identifies as a pedo. I don't say he literally one. He just looks like one. Most Democrats do look like him. And we know that's kind of their pastime. We also have a Beto for gun confiscation. What are the other signs we have?
Beto, I think there's a Beto for NAMBLA, I think, that I've seen. I think those are the
Democrats do support NAMBLA, so.
But, you know, the big one that's going to cost him the election is obviously he does want to take the guns. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's real.
Doesn't matter how much he flip-flops on that. So.
That has pointed ears.
No, I'm telling you, the guy just has,
does he look like an evil elf or something?
He's just kind of, it's just a creeper aura, just kind of a creeper presence. And, you know, Texas knows it, and it's fine. And that's why it's mostly creepers.
But he talks in that voice like Obama, so he must be real smart. White people don't know what it's like to be poor.
But the truth is, Alex, with 6 days left of the midterms, people do need to do everything they can to, you know, make sure Democrats don't get into power. I mean, that's really what this is all about.
He wants to molest our Second Amendment and First Amendment and our borders.
And our, you know, our paychecks.
So tell us what you're doing Monday.
So here's why it's so important for me to come on to the Alex Jones Show and talk about this, because guess what? The InfoWars Army is banned from Twitter, which is where we used to organize, and I could reach out to the people, and I had contacts, so they banned us from
Twitter. And it's some great stuff. InfoWars.com. People go to InfoWarsArmy.com.
Yes, and that's where we upload the videos that we do, which we'll be doing on Monday. So here's the deal for Monday in Austin, Texas. I'm calling out any InfoWarriors here in Austin, Texas. We're going to do a sign hold above a major bridge over Highway 35 in Austin, Texas. Now, I'm not going to give out the exact location of the bridge, because we don't need a bunch of rabid leftists coming out and assaulting us. I'd rather avoid that. So I will announce the official location of the bridge. Maybe Friday, maybe Monday. Just we'll see how many people respond to this. But Monday at 5:30 on a bridge in Austin, Texas, over Highway 35, I've got 10 signs. They say record GDP growth under Trump, record job growth under Trump, record low unemployment under Trump. Vote red, vote dem out, and then others that say InfoWars.com banned information. So I'm calling on people to join me, hold these signs. They're huge signs. We hold them over the bridge. Thousands and thousands of people will see them stuck in rush hour traffic.
And it's an act of rebellion in the third dimension.
Exactly. So if they want to ban us in the digital world, which I'm kind of glad. I don't really like the digital world anyway. Obviously, it has its, you know, advantages for marketing and sharing content. You have to put it there. That's the mainstream. That's the big
one. But where it really happens is on the ground.
And it is powerful. And then you get to meet people.
I mean, you see Whataburger butt in the real world, not, you know.
Well, you see Whataburger butt in the real world, you never look back. And that's an image you can't really forget, unfortunately, either. But the point is, this Monday, I'm calling on all InfoWarriors in Austin, Texas. I know a lot of you are going to hear this on this show because you listen every day, to reach out to me. I know that we've been in touch before. Shoot me a message in whatever capability, whether it's my email, whether you can just get in touch with me on I do have my Twitter account. They haven't banned me personally yet, so you can shoot me a tweet there, too, and I will see it.
Tell folks about your evil Twitter.
It's at All I Do Is Owen. It's probably going to be banned soon. I did tweet out that I'm going to have a bridge sign hold on Monday.
At Booty Brain?
So it's even risky for us to even tweet these days. You know, they try to ban us.
But we're not going
to
comply with them. We're going to communicate. We're evil. We're bad. The point is, it's going to, and maybe I'll show up out there. So that's
well.
Happening.
Last time I did this, it was pouring rain, and we still had 15 people show up in the pouring, soaking
and it's
rain.
It's badass, and we'll take photos of it and project it out there. And then I gotta go. Is early voting closed yet? I gotta go vote.
I think early voting is actually closed.
All right, well, we're all gonna go vote too.
I'm not positive, but
you're ready for the vote now.
Yeah, oh yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
Well, let's all go together. I'm gonna go as a gay frog.
As long as you don't make a political message within 200 yards of the polling station, you are okay. And I think if you go as a gay frog, I think that that's not a political message. I think that that's just what you identify as.
I support atrazine sterilizing me.
No, but you see, the key is you have to say you identify as a gay frog on the gender spectrum. And then it's official.
All right. Let's get serious. Roger Stone has galactic level information coming up in the next hour. And then we're going to have the War Room 3 to 6 p.m. And there's going to be a spectacular visit from not just Gay Frog, but from Atrazine Man. I haven't figured out the name of it yet, but Gay Frog is going to interview Atrazine Man.
I think it's Atrazine Man. I think he's floating around.
There's no need to fear. Atrazine Man is here.
Mr. Atrazine Man, what are you doing to the frogs?
It's wonderful. I've got four eyeballs and two heads, and I'm sterile, and I like other boy frogs.
Good. You're dead now. That's my gift to you, Mr. Gay Frog. Now, go away and die.
Thank you, Daddy.
I hear if you kiss a gay frog, you turn into Brian Stelter.
Well, the good part about that, now that I've become a gay frog, is that now I can get on a Grindr and I can hook up with Brian Stelter.
Oh, that's been what's keeping you off. Oh.
Look, I'm into women. I got four kids, but Brian Stelter's too hot, man. Okay? And I gotta do it. Like when he backs up.
Well, that's no, let's be honest.
Imagine he gets on his knees when he backs up. It sounds like a trash truck backing up. Beep, 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 beep.
Hold on, Alex. Let's
start vomiting.
Let's actually, Alex, but let's. No. Alex, let's be real. Let's be real. You, no,
he looks like an escapee from a mental institution. They all do.
He kind of looks,
I mean,
like,
dude, if you saw that guy, you would never let him babysit.
He looks like the guy in Prometheus after he has, like, that alien bug, like. Right. Well, you know, Alex, let's just come out.
Hello, children.
Let's just come
I've
out.
I've got free ice cream and puppies. Just get in the back of the white van.
You offered.
Look at that. Look at him.
You offered Brian Stelter $1 million to bare knuckle bucks, just to bare knuckle box, just because you have a crush on him. Just admit it. It's fine. You Brian Stelter.
I'm coming out of the closet. No, you know, this isn't a joke, and I apologize, Brian Stelter. I've been obsessed with you because you're so sexy and you're so manly. Hold on.
It's okay. Ribbit.
No, Owen, you laugh about this. I'm going to be honest right now with people. He's so damn sexy. And see, I'm already getting in my gay frog mode. Okay, we're on a lot of Christian stations. It's Halloween. I'm joking around a little bit. I'm obviously not a gay frog. I'm a performance artist. They said so. The truth is, I feel the country energizing. I feel a red wave. I'm worried about the caravan. But everything they're doing is turning to crap. And Bolsonaro winning and Merkel being out and everything, it's just really good. This is a global awakening, Owen.
Well, it really is a roller coaster, though, every day almost, Alex. Just the ups and downs in the news and the media and you know, the attacks against Trump, the attacks against us, the censorship within the victories, hundreds of thousands at a Trump rally, more patriots coming together nationwide. So it's just like, you know, it's the ebbs and flows. And on Halloween, you know, it's All Spirits Eve, it's all Souls Eve. So there's going to be, you know, there's going to be a little paranormal, I think, out there. And if it happens to be the Atrazine Man, then the Atrazine Man is what it will be. But if it's Brian Stelter refusing $1 million to charity because he won't bare knuckle box you, I think it's because he's homophobic.
You know, with me, it's all talk. Brian Stelter would just crush me. Walking that
That's true.
Devastating.
That's true. Or Oliver Darcy. Or Oliver Darcy. He's a real tough.
Oh, my God. Oliver Darcy would mop the floor with that guy. One, just, he'd throw a right kick up.
Actually, I'm shaking
my head off my shoulders.
How is he not a boxing champion?
He already slaughtered the First Amendment in America. I mean, quite frankly, he's a devil.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on a farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.